You guys freezing your asses off up here?
Actually, it is pretty cold, man. It's pretty cold.
It's not quite. Doesn't usually get quite that cold down where you're from, does it?
Well, not this cold, but it gets pretty cold up there, man. I just, you know, like, it gets cold enough up in Texas to own a jacket, so we're prepared.
I figured we could talk about whatever you want to talk about, JoJo. I'll give you a choice, like music, politics, or wrestling.
Or wrestling?
Yeah.
I haven't watched wrestling for a while, man.
Hey, but you don't get to see it anymore because you're aren't you a family guy now?
I'm the only one who's not married right now.
And you're the first guy up. How in the world do you explain that? That's pretty wild. Did you drink any tequila last night?
Hell no.
No, you don't do that?
Well, no, we just got out on the road, man. We're trying to get the job done first.
You have two Grammys, right?
We have one Grammy.
I thought you had two.
No, we got nominated like four times, but one.
Which one did you actually win?
We got Best Vocal Group, Best Pop Performance by a vocal duo.
I thought those were two separate ones.
I did too. I guess they started putting them together.
That must have been quite a night for you, though, huh?
It was, brother. It was really a great experience, man. We never grew up really being concerned with Grammys or anything like that. It had always been something we'd seen on TV, you know, because we didn't really have cable, so we got to see like the basic cable things, and they showed the Grammys. So it was kind of seeing ourselves, you know, or not really seeing ourselves, but like going back in time, thinking about it while we were there. Well, I was personally, I was just thinking about all the years I had seen it on TV and realizing like I couldn't get it through my head that we were there.
Did you perform on that show?
Yeah, we did. We did. We were the only band that was set out alone by ourselves. Every other band was using the full stage, and they had us by ourselves. So I think that was kind of cool, man.
Oh man, I would have been so nervous.
I wouldn't. We weren't really nervous, man, because like I said, we didn't grow up, yearning for a Grammy or anything like that, man. So when we got there, it was just like every day, really, man. You know, we were meeting all the people and doing all these interviews. And
did you see Britney Spears?
No, damn it, I wish I did. Did you see that?
You know, I don't think she gets it. I mean, like, did Marilyn Monroe ever, you know, show it all? I don't think so, you know, and there it all is. I mean, so much for the mystery, huh? So much for the teasy little Pepsi thing, because there's no teasy anymore. Everybody knows. We're looking real forward to having you guys here. It's always such a great show. I was just blown away the first time I saw you guys.
When was that?
I was actually at a little event outdoors, kind of in the early stages of your career, I'd say 03, and a little event called Jammin' on Jersey, which was outside of a Murat Theater. It was a rainy night, and B-52s were also playing that night on that stage.
Yeah, I remember.
Are you kidding me? You remember that?
Well, as you talk about it, I start remembering it.
There were some stories about the B-52s that came out of that too, but we won't repeat those. anyway, what's on the horizon for you guys? Now, it hasn't been terribly long since you released your latest album. What are your plans at this point?
Man, our plans are really just to keep playing and to try to keep getting our music out there as far reach as it can get, man. You know, as many ears that know it, we want to get them to hear it again, and as many ears that don't know it, we want them to learn about it, man. It's something that I think it's something very important. It's not about Grammys, it's not about record sales. It's about the message those Lonely Boys have for the world, man. You know, we're not just concerned about a dollar or concerned about a spot on the Billboard charts, man. You know, all that would be nice.
How would you summarize? What is your message?
The message really is, it's nothing too difficult. You know, the basic message is to live and to love and to respect and, you know, really to know that someday we're not going to be here and to try to make it as good as we can while we're here, man. Try to make a difference somehow.
Wow. That's really nice.
Thank you.